Do speak now.
This is what always happened in my life. When I was a child, I want to play. But people ask me, is this a time for playing? Throw the ball away and study. So, I did. There was no room for creative. The way teacher taught me did not relate to me. They said, if you want to be successful in life, go to college, study well, and get white collar job. I went to college, studied economics, and I was bored, and I dropped out. Why did I drop out? First of all, it was not my passion to be an economist. Secondly, I had little knowledge in English, so I could not follow many of the lectures. The teachers were not supportive. So I felt insecure and unmotivated. Luckily, I joined in a seminary. It was a life-changing experience for me. Here I realized that learning can be fun, and I felt free to make mistakes. Here, we were allowed to speak broken English. Broken English is a combination of Malayalam and English, and we called us Manglish. Let me give you an example of Manglish. Take some kathirika, take some vendakya, cut, 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 put it into china chatti, kadvara, kadvara, kadvara. In this way, I overcame the fear of speaking English. On Sundays, we joined in different social projects to help the society. And I chose to teach the children in slum area. And I realized that from the other part of classroom that just giving lectures were not effective. Then we implemented the cooperative learning method, and it was a huge success. I joined seminary to become a priest, but due to my own experience as a child and as a teacher from slum, I decided to devote my life as a social worker. I started working in Don Bosco. It is a center which gives shelter for the vulnerable children. Trivandrum has 97 such registered organizations with more than 5,000 children. This is where I want to make a change. In Kerala, 95% of the children have passed their 10th level examination. But what does this number really say? Many of the children are trained to pass the examination, but without understanding anything. They possess diploma and degree in their hand, but they don't possess any skills. For these children in shelter home, this education practice is a big problem. Once they turn 18, they have to stand on their own. With these limited skills and experience, they'll be sent to the society. They don't have the safety network of their parents and family. They're often unemployed and prone to get into crime and drug abuse. That's why my organization, Either India, focus on these kids. Either means clear sky. Sky doesn't have any limit. I believe these kids should not have any limit to what they can do. Once I explain what Either to the kids, they ask me, are you talking about heaven? I said, yes, it is your heaven with full of fun, joy, and interactive learning. Of course, I cannot do it all on my own, but I can train the staff members in the shelter home to implement the fun and interactive learning in their daily program. Let me give you an example of interactive learning. For the first one is to teach English. For that, I need all of your assistance. Once I give a cue, a word mix up on the screen, and it is your job to find out the right answer. Are you ready? Yes, here we go. Please raise your hands if you know the answers. Yeah, it's friends. Let me give one more. And family, right hands up. Give them a big round of applause. An interactive way of teaching math is a game smashing the number. To demonstrate this, I invite two of my friends on stage. I am giving them a sum. Whoever smashes the right answer first wins. Are you ready? Okay. 3 times 8 plus 1. Yeah, 25, right answer. Let me give a bit more difficult. 4 times 9 plus 4 divided by 2. Yeah, 20, right answer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Studies have proven that this kind of interactive learning is more powerful and effective. Besides giving education through fun and interactive methods, we also provide empowerment program to identify other personal skills and interests. We want to link them with the other organization to fully develop their personal particular interests. As soon as they reach 18, they have fully prepared themselves to take a new step in their life. We also provide mentorship programs, which includes career guidance. We, Either India, sees a world where shelter home children learn with utmost joy and happiness and are being integrated with the larger society. Let's bring the talents of these kids towards a better future. So, let's learn and play. Thank you.